The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Still to come this hour, Dan Bespris, best audio in the biz, his thoughts on the NBA Finals. Crackman standing by momentarily from an undisclosed location. We'll disclose the location of Crackman. Tim Lawson reminded me that the Women's World Cup soccer is in 49 days. Should point that out.
I saw an ad or something for that yesterday, and I was like, oh! I was like, is that starting soon or something? And then I looked up, I'm like, oh, 49 days.
49 days. We get tweets.
Let the excitement build.
Or someone should check Kelly's pulse. He sounds right. Very excited about this. Martel J. Gil, my wife has offered free consultation for your Vanderpump Scandoval pod. She also suggested a certain VSiN personality should join in for an exclusive inside interview. Deborah Song, fashion stylist. Much respect to your wife, but she's already got that job. But yes, I will be doing my Vanderpump Rules Reunion 2 thoughts a little later on the show. Can't wait for that. Oh, and Hockey Skeptic points out, he says, seriously, I love the show. One of the only podcasts I never miss. And on Thursdays, always look forward to the hits. When I go hear Phil Collins, I want to hear In the Air Tonight, not some brand new funky project that only he cares about. Talking about Crackman, he's very excited. And Brian M., DeMar Hamlin returns November 5th, Sunday Night Football at Cincinnati for the full circle, picks Burrow off on the first pass he throws. It's script writing 101. Kelly, what's with everybody thinking there are scripts on this stuff?
I don't get it. I don't get the whole scripting things. Like, it's, why are you watching sports then? Like, why do we watch sports? If you're convinced everything is fixed and it's a script and everything, why do you tune in every night? I don't get it. It's the whole reason why I've never watched WWE, Gil, because I know it's scripted.
That's right.
I know that for a fact, so I don't care to watch it.
We have gotten multiple script tweets this morning from people convinced that these things are
setting me off.
3Jack, H3131. Heat have won all three game ones outright in these playoffs, covering 9.5, 4.5, and 7.5 spreads. What would lead us to believe they can't do the same in Denver? Hey, no one's been more on the Heat bandwagon than me, but I think this is a different animal. We'll see tonight. We'll talk about it in a bit. Bill Krakenberger joins us first, though, ladies and gentlemen. Unscripted with the crack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it goes like this. Bill Krakenberger. Oh, Bill, outdoors. Let me guess, just by the background, I'm going to say Miami Beach.
Kind of obvious.
Aventura, which
Aventura.
Is close to Miami Beach.
There
Aventura. Yeah, but they're like the racetracks, right? Like literally, I don't know, maybe a driver and a pitching wedge away to the right. So, what is that? Right? The name of the racetrack. You know, I don't go to racetrack. Gulfstream Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say I don't go. I'll go, but like I went recently. I went with my buddy Howie Schwab and stuff. We all went to the track. I didn't bet a race for four races. We just went to a really nice gathering of friends and stuff. It was pretty cool. But
brings you to South Florida, sir? Are you going to hockey or basketball later on?
No, you couldn't give me a free ticket to an NBA game. I'm just not going to that.
You got
to
wait till game three anyway, so don't worry about it.
A hockey game, I would go to. But I think I'm going to be going to Monday night's game in Vegas, so that'll be fun. It's nice to go to a Stanley Cup game. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you know, it's amazing. I get tickets to a lot of those games. I got invited to Saturday's game, Monday game. And, it's really a treat and it's a nice thing. There's never been a more fan friendly environment that I've been to in my life than that Vegas Golden is now. You know, by the way, I'm not really even a hockey fan, but I became one going to the Stanley Cup games, when they played Washington.
The Caps.
Is that correct? Yeah. And Washington beat them. And
Caps,
I was rooting
baby.
For Vegas in the stadium rooting, but yet I was betting Vegas. I don't know. It was the craziest thing ever. You know,
I wept openly in the stands as a lifelong Capitals fan. Wept.
Oh, there you go. And you know, the odds, well, then you remember then the odds, you're going to get some good odds. You're going to get some good money lines betting the other way in Las Vegas, closer to game time. Some of the sports books move the game to where they were literally scalps with other books. So the value is not even scalping, of course. People know see how this is unscripted. I just thought of this. That's something people think that, oh, wow, you could scalp games. You could middle games. Let me tell you something. Bill Krakenberger built a bankroll up. Yes, I did in the 90s by doing that. But it was very wrong. Let's just face it. What I was doing was putting money in place like Pinnacle's pocket back then, because you would scalp against Pinnacle with their low juice when they used to have really low juice. And you would bet the one side at the slower moving books and you bet the other side at Pinnacle, but you'd always put a little bit more on the slower moving books or the local guys or whatever it may have been back then, 25 years ago, even up to 20 years ago. And I know that people try to do it now and they're successful, but it's much harder now. Back at the beginning was really easy. Let me just tell you, every night I had scalps in baseball and stuff. But what I learned was I was doing it wrong. Even though I made money, made good money, I was wrong because I should just bet the bad line and not scalp back. That's what I feel anyway. You'd have to ask some of the other guys that scalp full time.
Would you give that same advice today to someone who's thinking about doing that?
It's probably tougher today because of the, I'm not going to say mischievous, but the market's different today. You don't know what's moving. I'm referring to really college basketball, college football early in the week. You don't know what's real, what's fake. But if you know those indicators in the market, like back then I used to know there was a sports book called Rio, not the Rio in Las Vegas, by the way. There was a Rio sports book offshore. There was a Jazz sports book offshore. They were the indicators in the market that showed me. They were hit first.
We're now. I remember all of these. Yeah.
You remember that place? Oh, yeah. When BetOnline first came on board, these places were places that were hit first because this is even really before there was bots. A bot being a robot program where you press a button and it bets all your outs at one time. But it was a fun time, and thank God for those times. But I think from the sharpest people in the world, and let's just face it, from the guy, he passed away, but from when the one guy that owned Pinnacle, he was telling me, you know, Crack, what are you doing? Yeah, I mean, thank you. We appreciate you doing it for us, but you're betting for us, basically. You're betting the other places, and you're betting the opposite way into us. And, you know, it's mathematically, it's not the right thing to do. You just bet the bad line, in the end, you'll make more money. He was so right, and he's not the only one that told me that. So that's just something I thought of now that we're talking. But then again, you know, Spanky has been very successful at scalping and middling his whole career and his office and stuff. So,
by the way, Spanky on the show, Spanky on the show on Monday to talk Bet Bash and a certain surprise about Bet Bash as well. So we're looking forward to that.
That's a giant surprise.
Yes,
for people that don't know, make sure you stay tuned to that. That's going to be of course, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's a giant announcement. So.
Yeah, he is getting back to the subject on that, though. I think we would all agree, though, he's more of a unicorn than anything on that, right? Like his network of outs allows him to do something like that successfully. If I asked you, like, what do you think the percentage? So sports betting is this, you know, amazing pie of people, of how they attack it. Some do it by, you know, at least there's analytics. They handicap on one side of the spectrum. Some people on the other side, it's smoke and mirrors. Oh, this team plays on a Thursday, going into elevation on a back-to-back. Right, they do that kind of thing. Then there are those who don't even care at all, couldn't name a player, right? Spanky, by the way, very honest about that kind of thing, where Spanky's like, I don't know what you are. You're very, like, I remember the first time I met you, you're like, I can name Big Ben, I can't name another Steeler. Right. So there's a lot of people who just are doing things by the number. If I asked you, what do you think? What is speculate? What do you think the percentage of people who actually bet, trying to scalp, trying to just play numbers, just play it as if it's a mechanical vehicle? What do you think the actual percentage of those people is?
You know, I think that the people like myself and like you said, Spanky and others, there is a couple others. I don't think there's many people like us that really don't follow game by game. I have no interest in following the games. I just don't watch them. I don't, very rare, unless I'm with friends or something, or situational, like I'm down here with you know, Howie Schwab. I'll watch the games with him. Of course, he's a big sports fan. And anyone that wants to watch a game, sure, I have no problem watching it, especially the playoffs. I'll watch baseball playoffs. I enjoy that. I watch NFL now with my position at Fox. They actually, I have to be on air 3 hours every Sunday morning. So I really have to know much more about NFL than I ever have in my life. And I spent a lot of time in preparation last year for the 26 weeks I was on air. So you have to know more now than I have to know more now because of media. But as far as being a better, you really don't have to know too much if you're a numbers player going back and forth with numbers and value. And but if you have that market handicapping, for example, there's so many different things still to this day, not scalping, market handicapping. I still believe in market handicapping.
Las Vegas, Chris always preaches that market handicapping.
I still believe in that.
Yeah.
I still believe in that. And for anyone that doesn't know what that is, you're looking at the sports books like the, you could just go to pinnaclesports.com. You could just go to, some of the websites in town that have free odds. You could look at free odds and see all the places in town. Of course, Circa, I want to know what Circa is, in people, but keep the big bets coming to there. So I want to know what Circa's on. I want to know what even Westgate's on. Even once in a while, I want to know where Hill is on a certain bet, if they take certain bets. You have to know what to look for, though. But again, I want to know those really sharp sports books, and I want to know where they're at, what they're rooting for, what they don't move on. Like right now, just it's funny, before we came on air, I looked at the Golden Knights series price. I just wanted to see what it was. I noticed the lowest price in the world by far, but definitely Vegas, is Circa. If you want to bet the Vegas Golden Knights, -119 on the series. Other places are -130, even -140. Yeah. So I want to know where that is more towards game one.
Yeah, it has trickled down. The Vegas Golden Knights -119 at Circa, and our own Andy McNeil, by his numbers, as I recall, projected the Vegas Golden Knights at about -150. So he's not here, but I would assume he's got a big play on the Knights at this point. Coming back, more with the Crack Man next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event, date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Iga Swiatek beats Claire Liu 6-4-6 love. J-Rod pointed this out. Her rate of bageling opponents in sets. 6 love, 1 set here in this match today, and also in her first round match as well, she had a 6 love, is now among the greats in all of women's tennis. So that's the one hallmark also. I've many times said on this show, she'll win double-digit slams. I think she'll be the greatest of all time when all is said and done. She just had her 22nd birthday yesterday. She's trying to win her fourth slam here. But she never loses to anyone she's not supposed to lose to, right? Her only loss is coming, Sabalenka, Krejcikova, Rybakina, that's it. But she never, and she just absolutely destroys opponents. So 6-4, 6-love, she's on to the third round. Bill Krakenberger joins us once again from Aventura, South Florida, baby, where it's so distinct. The architecture is so distinct behind him. It's like, you immediately know where you are in the country. There's something going on there that you wanted to bring up, which I think is fascinating.
I was on the West Coast, which, by the way, is a total different kind of scene than the East Coast here. Like 8:30 p.m. there, try to get a slice of pizza. I mean, everything closes down. It's done. But 6 in the morning, they're jogging up and down the block with their headsets on, their ear pods in. It's a total different type of area there. But however, there's a lot of gamblers in this state. And let me just tell you, the gambling that goes on here is so prevalent. It's so big that they've had these pop-up casinos. They're called adult arcades up and down, especially that West Coast. But even Palm Beach over here had one shut down recently. And I'm reading an article because I actually found some articles on it. NBC2 reported about the state's crackdown on pop-up casinos. That's what they are. They're pop-up casinos. The state says it's continuing to crack down, with dozens of more gaming arcades being warned. WARNED, warned. It's amazing. They just warned them. And the reason why I know about these things is because I stayed at my brother's, and his wife's mom, a beautiful lady, a great lady, she's like, she's Puerto Rican. She says, Billy, did you see these casinos they have here? I was like, there's no casinos around here. You have to go about 40 minutes. She goes, no, they're everywhere. And she went to some of them, And she explained to me what they were. They're just like, they literally in a shopping center. They just throw together this casino, throw some slot machines in there and a bingo, little bingo game for the seniors. And they're in and out in a couple weeks or a month. They can last up to a month. They have literally 30 of them have popped up in the past 6 months. And I'm reading what this says. Lee County has the most of them. But in Tampa and Palm Beach, they actually have had raids and shut them down. NBC, it says, saw dozens of machines like this operate. So literally right now as we speak, this article is from May 20th. There was two dozen places still there. So this is not regulated. You understand, not regulated. These machines are probably just set at ridiculously low percentages.
Sure.
But
yeah.
The video that I seen, though, was interesting. The video I seen was the ladies were outside. They were upset that they were closed. They were like, we're just having fun. They're offering us $20. And you get 20 extra now. Like, it's just for seniors, they were saying. But let me tell you something.
Predatory.
Huh? I would not be playing at none of these unregulated pop-up casinos. And most people probably that are listening and watching probably are like, what? A pop-up casino? But, yes, if you live in Florida or you know anything about this, you realize this is a real thing down here.
Well, our own
it's sad.
Our own Kelly Bidlin, I'm sorry to interrupt. Our own Kelly Bidlin is Mr. Sure. South Florida. I don't know if you know this about him.
Oh,
Mr. South Florida, they call him. Kelly, you're familiar with these, right?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere down there. Yeah. And like Bill's talking about, they'll be in little shopping centers, little strip malls, and it will say arcade on the outside.
It literally says that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of them will say that.
So this is my question. So if it's simultaneously out in the open and yet not allowed and eventually shut down. So what's the dynamic? What's the rub there? Why is it allowed to be both at the same time?
It must be a gray area because it says I read two different articles now of them being warned, not actually shut down and fined, which they could be fined, but they're just warning them. Maybe it's too much trouble. But by the time they're in and out in a month, they've probably made themselves, $50,000, whatever it may be.
This is interesting because this is going to go way back. But when I grew up in D.C., people will remember the mayor at the time, Marion Barry, most notably known for getting busted for, doing a little crack cocaine while on the job. But one of the hallmarks, if you will, of his years as the mayor of D.C. is that it was abject lawlessness. So one of the things that was always going on in D.C., and this is when I was a kid, but you still knew about this, were there were always underground gambling situations all over D.C., right? But these were super underground, and the difference between this and that was in D.C., like, it was all corruption. Like, the cops were in on it. They were paid off, so they were allowed to exist forever. There was never any threat that they would actually get shut down. God knows what else went on in there. But this is just out. What you're talking about is just, here we are. We just want to let you know. Arcade. Here it is. Sign. That's odd to me.
Yeah.
As Rob Moreno as Rob Moreno just said in my ear downstairs, he just put it perfectly. It's because it's Florida.
There are
tough gambling laws between the Seminole tribe and the state, and there's kind of a big gray area where some of this stuff is done. I don't really know all the details. I was always intrigued by these things and curious of how they could operate like this, but because it's Florida, man.
Hey, Bill, make sure Calvin Ridley isn't in one of those places.
Ask Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, just make sure he's not in there.
But I'm going over to Hard Rock today, which is right here in Hollywood. No, it's not too far, within 20 minutes. And I'll tell you, I was in another casino called Coconut Creek. It's I don't know if it's a local casino. I probably didn't even realize it was there. But Coconut Creek I was in, and I see what's going on here, too. Wow. There is a lot of bad payouts in the casinos I have been to so far. I was in a legitimate one over in, believe it or not, they have it's a racino. I went to go film in there and they came right over to me and said, you're not supposed to really film anywhere. But I went in there and there was one. It was between Fort Myers and Naples. It was like a dog track casino. It wasn't a dog track there. It was like a racino, it was called. But they had poker games and stuff. I was in there. I was in this one in Coconut Creek. Boy, Gil, I'll tell you, what they are doing here, the percentage-wise payouts and stuff to the seniors and stuff, and I'm not just saying seniors, it's all people, but, you're just not in the know, and I guess you just don't know any better, and, there's there's casinos everywhere, including, like I said, right to my right here at Gulfstream. They have a casino there. There's casinos everywhere, and it's amazing. People don't realize how many gambling establishments. So I Googled it. There's over 50 gambling establishments just in South Florida. There's like little, you know, little racinos, the little highlight places, and they pop up with little casinos. These are legitimate ones,
yeah,
though. But
I'm smiling. I'm smiling.
There's so many places to bet.
Yeah, right? As I've said many times before on this show, I cut my teeth betting highlight in South Florida back in the day, Miami. As fixed as it ever was, right? But we didn't know. We were kids. God. We were in there betting
Highline. Was that called Miami Highline?
Yes, it was. I think it was Miami Highline. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they actually offer – see, I'll tell you what Bill Krakenberger does, they offer some bonuses at places here where if you're a brand-new member to sign up, Miami Highline had a $500 one. So you can go in and you lose $500, and they mail you back – the $500, they mail you back, come back into the casino, and you get $250 each month. So if you have a friend here or something, you give them your card and, you know, give them your PIN number. Like, no, people don't like to hear that, casinos and stuff, but that's what happens all the time.
Kelly, what'd you say the name of the place? What'd you say it was?
Dania Beach.
Maybe that was it, yeah. Bill, we got to run, but did you have anything? Did you bet anything NBA Finals or NHL Stanley Cup playoffs?
I wanted to just tell you this, too. No, I didn't, but let me just tell you this, too.
Okay, all right.
Don't just think, you know, people think someone else told me this about, like, Jokic he can't lose this, right? MVP minus 350, minus 360, and I see at DraftKings. Of course he can lose it. What do you mean? How about if Miami wins? If something looks too good, it probably is. I mean, it's supposed to win. It's a 350 favorite. It's supposed to win. But I'm not laying 350. That's all I wanted to say.
Not laying 350 on Joker. The MVP, favorite for justified reasons, but Bill with a sound cautionary note, just in case things happen in sports as they do. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Great seeing you. Thank you for making the time. Appreciate it. Bill Krakenberger, everybody.
Thank you.
At Bill Crackman with a K. Unscripted.
I love the idea of crack walking into some of the places where I cut my teeth playing thousands of hours of poker at
dude.
Maybe not the appropriate age, Gil. You know, maybe not. Our Florida's the Wild West, man.
Love letter to South Florida, which I'll end up in for sure. It still feels like home, man. Feels like home.
Those arcades he's talking about, though, man, they're just taking advantage of the elderly down there, and it's terrible.
It's awful. It's predatory. It's really bad. We'll come back. Dan Bespris on the NBA. Oh, and Vanderpump got some stuff to say next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Too many to count. Check out all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Got a set point here for Karatsev to go up 2-1. Let's get that there. Aslan against Tiafoe. That's one of the two tennis bets going on right now. And the first set, we have the over 39 in the Tommy Paul Nicolas Jarry match. Tommy Paul wins the first set 6-3. So we are now rooting for Jarry to do his tiebreaker thing and win this next one 7-6 if he can. And then we'll be on our way. That's the one that we were able to get in pre-flop here on the show. Again, French Open, based on the hours, tough to get too many here pre-flop when we're doing this. But again, VSiN.com/picks for not only my plays in every sport, not only Kelly's, all of our guests, all of every host's guest. That's a poor sentence. Each host, let me start that again. Every host on the network, every guest on the network, all of their plays at VSiN.com/picks, which producers cull together lovingly. Lovingly.
There you go.
That's what they do. We get tweets at Beating the Book. We always appreciate it. This is from Norman Vegas. Oh, no, it just clicked off. Norman Vegas says, he goes, best line of the show today. He says, when Bill said, I wouldn't go to an NBA game if you gave me a ticket. He adds, if you're going to pay to sit in an arena or stadium, no more bang for your buck than a Stanley Cup playoff game, and you better have some bucks. Go Knights, go, he says. Roger Jones, I hope Dr. Bob isn't too disappointed that he obviously is not inside the circle of trust. I don't think Dr. Bob is aware that he was not inside my sushi circle of trust.
I'll say it again. Gil has not told me about this place.
Well, you haven't asked.
Kind of did. I did at the beginning, but you're right. This thing has spiraled to a level we never thought it would go.
It's unbelievable. Chance Copperpot. I had no idea what Vanderpump was until I saw the Randall scandal. Love, loathing, and Vanderpump. I might have to watch some of this now. I'm fascinated. Chance, I'm going to say it again. I knew nothing about this. Nothing. Not a hint of any of this until Deborah Song, fashion stylist, arrived in town about, 4 weeks ago? And again, before we could even get out of the airport. Are you talking about Vanderpump on your show? Scandoval? Are you talking about it? And again, I was like, do you have any idea what I do for a living? Really? You think my audience wants to know about this? Oh, she goes, trust me, they do. It's the biggest story in the world.
There's always ways to spice up these shows, though. You ever play Bachelorette, Bachelor, or Survivor? Like, that's fantastic. Come on, you can play different things like that.
We were setting odds. We had, serious guys on here setting Bachelorette and Bachelor odds on the show back in the day. Anyway, I'll just give you an idea how big of a thing this is. So I'm at the Wynn. The Wynn put out an Iga Swiatek French Open number that was off market. It was a better number than the rest of the town. So I went over to the Wynn. I don't often go to the Wynn to make bets, but they at the time had the best Iga number in town. So I went over there, and they're 10 feet in front of me, because I am aware of who Lisa Vanderpump is. 10 feet in front of me was Lisa Vanderpump and her husband, Tom. And so I text Deborah Song, fashion stylist, and I say, Lisa Vanderpump is standing right in front of me. Here's the text I got back. OMG, 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 OMG.
How many restaurants do they have here in town?
74. I don't know.
Because there's more than just the one at Caesars, right?
It's a bar at Caesars. It's like a bar foodie thing.
Oh, that's not a full restaurant?
I don't think so. I think it's more of a bar on brand for them. Oh, maybe, no, Caesars might be... No. Yeah, no, Caesars is the bar thing.
I think there's a couple, though, right? Isn't there one in Paris, too? Or am I
Yes, there's
that
something
up?
At Paris which might be more restaurant-y.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to any of them. Anyway, so she's like, you have to get a picture. You have to get a picture. You have to get a picture. I'm like, I don't want to bother them. Every 10 steps they take, someone's bothering them. I don't want to be that guy. She goes, you have to. So I have a selfie with Lisa Vanderpump. She thinks, I expect when I die, you know how they put up pictures of you at your funeral? She will place that as one of the pictures at my funeral. The coffin will be behind that picture.
That's hilarious.
I should give that to you. You should put it up on the screen. Anyway, so this show is, and by the way, Karatsev had a shot and now is in trouble late in the third set. This show is about you almost have to write this down to get it right. So there's a dude named Tom Sandoval, Kelly. By the way, shout out to Patrick Maher, who, of course, is the host of many a VEASAN show here through time. He was the Lombardi Line host for so many years here. Now he does Sharp Money with Dustin, with Amal, each and every day here on the network. He was actually on the show for a bit, right? He was Stassi's boyfriend. And I always say this, he's the greatest sort of case study of how a reality show will make you look one way and not the other. Patrick Maher is the nicest dude on planet Earth. Love that guy. My father passed away. He sent me, not only did he give me a card, Kelly, gave me a handwritten card.
That's amazing.
I'll never forget that for him. He's the nicest guy in the world. Anyway, a reality show can make you. Anyway, there are some people who believe that Vanderpump Rules is the greatest reality show of all time. Why? Let's break this down. Let's give this some gravitas. Because this was not a show that was mechanically cast. This was a show that Lisa Vanderpump herself went to Bravo and said, oh, wait till you see what's happening at my restaurant. And it's a bunch of young, beautiful people who are all sleeping with each other and cheating on each other and drinking the whole way through, Kelly. And every year it gets better and better. To the point where now it is at the pinnacle. Nothing can top what's happening right now. Do you want to know what's happening right now?
What's happening right now?
Glad you asked. Because if you had said no,
are attractive people being fed more alcohol?
So there's this dude
that usually works.
There's a dude named Tom Sandoval. We'll refer to him as, wait for it, Sandoval for the rest of this segment. He carried on a seven month long at least affair with this girl named Raquel. Real name Rachel, but she thought she'd get fancy with it. Now it's Raquel. She's a failed beauty pageant contestant, and the best friend and confidant of his girlfriend, of Sandoval's girlfriend of nearly a decade, Ariana. This girl, Ariana. And the ex-fiancée of his protege, this British guy named James Kennedy, who's hilarious. And also other things. To make matters worse, so here's the thing. So Sandoval did all of this while encouraging Raquel, the girl he's cheating on with, right, to hook up with his best friend, Tom Schwartz. We'll refer to him as Schwartz the rest of the way. And that drove a wedge between Ariana and Katie. They were BFFs. Katie's now involved in this. Because, and by the way, all this happened while Ariana's grandmother and dog died. Throw that into the mix. While he and Ariana were in the process, Sandoval and Ariana, in the process of fertilizing embryos, all in the home that they shared together. Do you follow all that?
Yeah, I was trying to find props.
All right, so here's the deal. So it's a three-part reunion. The big reveal is happening in the last 5 minutes of the third part, where apparently there is something so unbelievably dramatic, so shocking that some of the cast could quit. But they're slow playing the whole thing. So last night you just wasted an hour watching Reunion 2, where all it was the same stuff back and forth, and they're just screaming at each other. It's phenomenal. I'm handicapping tennis. Like, I have my spreadsheet out with my tennis data, and Deborah Song, fashion stylist, is watching this, and she is just enthralled. And I'm, like, snickering in the corner because there's certain things that are so ridiculous.
I'm surprised.
Let me give you some highlights.
I was looking for wager on the internet having odds up of them. Wager of some on the kind. Internet? They don't have any odds up.
Wager on the internet will have some by the third part.
That's what I was going there because I was totally expecting to find that.
Come on, Dave Mason or Dan Mason. Or Dave Mason, pardon me.
Dave Mason.
Dave Mason. Is he still there?
I think so.
By the way, the whole time this is happening, Sandoval is blaming Ariana for everything. So he's the one creating all the chaos, and he's like victim. He's the victim in all this. Here's some of the highlights, Kelly. I know you want to know. Sandoval, behind the scenes with Raquel, he says to her last night, he goes, Ariana is going to unleash on you. And then without wasting even a single breath, he goes, I'm glad you came, though. The whole time, saying, you're about to get destroyed. I'm so glad you're here. Raquel to Sandoval. They're making you and me out to be pathological liars. I see that even though we know that we're not and we haven't lied about anything besides this affair. These people are so dumb. It's phenomenal.
That quote's epic.
She goes, it just sucks because my entire character's in question now. I've gone through a transitional phase in my life this summer. I think the pendulum did swing a little too far the other way, and this is my wake-up call. And Sandoval responds to her. He goes, I believe in you. He did everything wrong. He's like, I believe in you. So ridiculous. By the way, the whole thing is also, there's a restraining order, sidebar here, last thing. There's a sidebar here where Ariana's best, like one of her best friends, this girl, what's her name? Shiana? Raquel, the girl that Sandoval cheated on Ariana with, Raquel, has a restraining order against Shiana because she claims that when Shiana found out the news, Ariana's BFF, Shiana hit her, punched her. So there's like they have to be 100 yards away from each other. They couldn't film together. And like Bravo completely played up this joke by always putting that up as a chyron in the whole reunion. But you know what the amazing thing about it is that you can learn a lot legally from this show as well, because the big defense that has gone on for two episodes now, where Shiana's like, I couldn't have possibly punched her, is she puts her hands up and she shows her long nails and she's like, look, you can't make a fist. It's like total legal, unbelievable. Like she has an alibi.
If the glove don't fit, Gil.
That's right. So the lesson is, Kelly, it's a very educational show. If you ever hit somebody, just grow your nails out really long. I learned so much from this. Vanderpump Reunion Part 3 next week. Can't wait. So shocking, the cast might quit. Dan Bespris on the NBA next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Here's what's going to happen, Kelly. Just like we started talking tennis, just like we started talking tanking, just like I started wearing these glasses, right? Oh, the people laughed. Oh, what is he doing? Watch the sound of all bets coming in. Watch BetOnline have them. Wager on the internet is going to have so many of these lines.
I mean, they've got everything else.
It's all going to be there.
Shakira and Tom Cruise to be a couple.
Oh,
yes,
what's that?
7-1.
Yes, 7-1.
How do you grade that?
Didn't she turn him down? Isn't that the word?
That's what I saw. I saw pictures of after the Miami Grand Prix. She was on a yacht. He wasn't. So, obviously.
Hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest audio in the business. It's Dan Bespris to talk NBA with us. How you doing, Dano?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm good. We got basketball back, and didn't have to wait that long between rounds.
He's
going 7.
That's right.
Take it.
Dano, the assistant GM, by the way, at Sports Ethos, Fantasy NBA Today host as well. When do you think the actual GM will step down so you could be the GM over at Sports Ethos?
I'm not sure that there is an actual GM.
See.
It's a ghost spot. I'll keep talking to Brew about it, though.
Dano, just before we get to the basketball, does the wife watch Vanderpump Rules? Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I don't even know what a Vanderpump rule is. What's the first rule of Vanderpumping?
There is no rules. I didn't know till 4 weeks ago. Now it's all I can think about. It's all I can think about. Listen.
What is a Vanderpump? I don't even know.
It's a woman. It's her last name. She has this restaurant. Oh, it's phenomenal. Okay, so let me just, let's get into this. Were you a Heat guy against the Celtics? Remind me.
Yes. And you and I talked, I think, 2 weeks ago, and you asked me which team looked the least championship ready, and we agreed that it was the Celtics. And I basically just have been betting the Heat since they showed that they could beat the Bucks, and everyone kept saying, well, it's going to end at this point. You know what's really funny? I think it actually might end at this point, finally. Because it does feel like they're finally going against a team that's been a little battle-tested in these playoffs, that's actually played with their own identity and not kind of screwed around the way that a lot of their opponents have. But, man, come on, go Miami. I love what they've done through the Eastern Conference. That's been amazing.
It's precisely how I feel, right? Like, I've been all about the Heat all throughout here. Listen, they're down 3 points with under 3 minutes to play against the Chicago Bulls in that game for the eighth seed. They go on a 15-1 tear to get into the postseason. We're all like, oh, and for that, you get to play the Milwaukee Bucks. And they dispatch the Bucks in 5. You know the rest. Take down the Knicks. Almost gacked it against the Celtics in historic fashion. Did not in a massive way in game 7. It should be pointed out on the road. So they're a historical, and I'll say it again, it's their sixth Eastern Conference title in the last 13 years. Spoelstra, right to the Hall of Fame. They're an Eastern Conference dynasty, if you will, if we tracked such things, which we don't. But they're that, and perhaps, you know, more than anything, they have not only this coaching advantage, but they just seem to be able to adjust in ways that other teams don't. But I'm with you. This appears, to me, this is going to be their kryptonite. Do you make any first game one bets either side or total tonight, or any prop bets?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like the over for game one. We've seen that happen a number of times, and I don't think it's a coincidence, especially with a team coming off a 7-game series in Miami that just, I know they had a couple of days here to prep, but there's something about that. Even in for a finals game, there's a little bit of a letdown factor that doesn't come in the traditional, like, oh, they're not going to take this game seriously, but it's just to readjust everything you're doing from a Celtics team where your main focuses, your foci, I guess, are skilled wing. I got to get the lingo right. To the Nuggets, where it's like biggest dude on earth. That's also a passing wizard, and just everything they do is different. So you kind of see that fastball in game one. So that's kind of the way I'd look. I often like to fade a team off of game 7, but I don't like to do so if they're catching 9 points, which I think is what we're looking at right now for Miami. So I'd look at the over in this one. Feels like Denver has a really big edge, at least in game one of this series, but I can't lay almost double digits on the side. So I think I'd look at the over in the first game.
Yeah, for those who are into, you know, the notion of spots, Matt Brown here on VSiN was always great at sort of he's not a fan of the revenge spot or rest spot or sandwich spot or whatever spots we come up with in sports betting talk. But it does appear if there was ever a bad position for the Heat to be in, game one would be that, coming off the 7-game series and the Nuggets coming off, you know, the sweep, and most people think rest is going to trump rust here in this situation. If I say to you, how long does this go? Like, is this a five? Is this gentleman's sweep? Like, what does it feel like to you?
You know, it kind of feels like a longer series to me. I can't count the Heat out. But then at the same time, we've seen Denver unbelievably skilled in their close games through these playoffs so far. And that's kind of the way the Lakers series went, where it felt like almost every game, including the first one where Denver went up by 20 points, was decided with a fourth quarter run in one direction or another. And every time it tips Denver in these games. Now, you know, I think maybe the sort of quick slice it up analysis of that is Denver has these incredible shot makers late in a game. Jamal Murray's been awesome late. Jokic has been incredible late. But now they might be running up against a team that also has a very good late shot maker in Jimmy Butler, in a way that I never felt like the Lakers had that guy. LeBron isn't really that guy anymore. Anthony Davis is sometimes that guy, but there isn't really, it was supposed to be D'Angelo Russell, and he completely disappeared in the Western Conference Finals. So, you know, I think you're going to get these close games like that where, you know, in the last round, all four of them went Denver's way in a way that I just don't think that repeats itself with Miami. So I feel like it's longer than five. I do think Denver wins this series. Maybe they go do it on the road because now the finals are 2-2, 1-1, 1, right? They switched that a few years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe more like six, but I think Heat can push it farther than a gentleman's sweep.
It's 2-2, 1-1, 1. It used to be that when we were kids. They went to 2-3-2, I guess, because Boston and L.A. played so often and the travel was such where they're like, let's just do 2-3-2. But yeah, back to 2-2, 1-1, 1. So MVP, was the Eastern Conference MVP lesson, you know, that, hey, no matter how well a non-star player, no matter how one of the you know, sort of complimentary players can play, and I'm talking about Caleb Martin, that ultimately if a star player does well enough that they are a prohibitive favorite to get it. So the question becomes, can you in good conscience recommend betting anyone besides Jokic or Butler here? Could Jamal Murray at 20-1 or Michael Porter Jr. at 100-1 be something you could recommend? Is there a scenario where Denver wins this where it's not Jokic?
Yeah, I don't think so. I was hoping that I could find a way to convince everyone that Jamal Murray would be that guy, but I actually thought Jamal Murray was more important for Denver in their last round, and the discussion was exclusively Nikola Jokic, probably because he had one gigantic game and then just sort of like quietly churned out triple doubles every single day. His numbers, Jokic, they're just too powerful. Even if he's not the most critical player in any given game, his numbers are too eye-popping for him not to get it. So to that end, no, I think it'll be Jokic or Butler, depending on how this series tips. But it is, you bring up a good point here. If you like a particular team as a series winner, you should go MVP at least, because the odds there are better than betting the series price, or at least they were as of yesterday.
Jokic is a tick better than the Nuggets are, a tick shorter, in other words. Okay, yeah, last thing. We have a minute left. I brought this up with Drew Dinsick earlier, which I think is maybe the most fascinating of all the possible gambling angles, and that is if the Heat somehow do win game one, right? Does that, ultimately, if you saw a helicopter view, big picture of this, does that make you want, is that the ideal scenario for Nuggets bettors? Because you're like, great, now this is totally going to, you know, tip the prices in our favor. The Nuggets are still going to roll them. Or will, in the moment, in theory, being different than reality, because once that happens, will you still be able to do that?
I'm taking the cop-out answer on this one, Gil, which is so lame of me, but it really depends on how it happens.
Hmm.
You know, is this like a Heat completely dismantle them and they've got a counter for everything that Denver's doing? Or is it like, close ball game, Denver missed a ton of shots because they were rusty, and Heat win by two? So you can do a lot of stuff with numbers these days. That's the kind of thing where I think you need to watch that game start to finish and see how you get from point A to point B.
You thread the needle on that one, Dano. Well done.
I really did.
Yes.
I'm a needle, baby.
Plain bagel, Dan Bespris. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Bespris, Besbris. Thank you, Dano. Appreciate it, man.
Basketball time.
Love it. Game one tonight. Good luck with all your bets. The Lombardi line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the sports betting.